to the Legacy Podcast on traditionalsportsonline.com.
All right. Welcome to the first podcast of the 2012 NCAA season. This is actually my first podcast. My name is Chris. My name on the forums is Moon Be Bad. I actually have a second host on the show today, and hopefully he stays with me the entire season. We have our fearless leader, Hova, on the show.
How you doing, Hova? That's pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent.
Yeah, you guys know me as Hova on the boards. Real name is Jimmy. Yeah, we're here with Chris trying to get this done. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. In the, you know, the main site tradition, they have the fully loaded, I think it's fully loaded, or is it half loaded podcast? Half loaded? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, maybe. Half baked, half loaded.
Half loaded. Well, in that tradition, I just wanted to let everyone know I'm about four beers in, so I am half loaded as well, but we won't rip off their name. This is our podcast. This is the Legacies podcast, so.
Unnamed. We need some help with that. So,
yeah, if you have a name for the podcast, please PM it to me. Anyways, we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about the league overview. I'm going to ask Hova some questions. We'll talk about some league settings. We'll talk about some of the managers and teams. And we'll also go over some scores. Week one already happened. Week two already happened. I originally wanted to talk about week one and week two, but we'll just talk about the week two scores since they're a little bit fresher. We'll talk about week three. There's only one game that hasn't been played. And then Hova and I will give some of our picks for week four. We'll talk about the games of the week there. And we'll also talk, again, a little bit about the teams, their records, some surprises, maybe some teams that we think can do a little bit better.
Yep. Yep.
That being said, let's go right into the overview here. Hova.
Yeah.
What I want to ask is, can you talk a little bit about how the league was started? Maybe if it was you that started the league, why you wanted to start a league?
No, it actually wasn't. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Archie Griffin. He's a PS3 user now. He used to be on the Xbox, and he actually started like his own website. It was called the Old Fellows Football League, and I happened to get into it. I was like 19 at the time. They let me in, but it was mostly older guys. But then we merged with tradition, like a lot of people have done. And then it was originally OFL West. I even think Sean Mason was commissioner at one time, but he had to go to a different league or something. So I took over the commissioner of that when it was OFL West. Now it's NCAA 9. Then NCAA 10, we changed our name to Legacy. We are now Premier League. And then we put a lot of work into it. And this year, we actually got picked to be a Premier League. So this would be like the third year that we have used a setup. But yeah, that's pretty much the background on it.
How has the league evolved? I mean, you said you started, was it NCAA 2008 was the first year of the league? Or was it 2009?
Yeah, I think I joined late in 09, 08. Mm-hmm. Late, and I can't even remember much about that. I think I was in North Carolina, but it was so long ago.
How has it evolved over the time that you've been a part of it?
And we've definitely stepped things up content-wise. Like, the league was pretty dead when I took over, and I came in, and I had a lot of guys help me that were still there. She's still here now. One of those would be Scenic. Scenic's been around for most of the time. And a lot of guys aren't with us anymore, like Big Shug Knight and Massler. They really helped the league out a lot. I'm probably forgetting some names, but yeah, we've definitely earned our way up to Premier League status through content. And now we had like a lot of guys that stuck around the whole time. Like, we didn't have too much turnover. And that's really what we're looking forward to this year, because I think we can get through this whole season without losing anybody.
How many seasons do you plan on getting through?
Last year we got through 10. We finished 10. And this year I think we can outdo that. If NIU stops going on vacation and holding us up.
he's really pissing everyone off, isn't he?
Yeah. Talking up, roaring the boards, but I think we can do 10 easy. I want to aim for like 13, 14.
Guys, you know, a funny thing about NIU is I honestly think his wife would be better for the league. She's I play FIFA with NIU quite a bit, and it's really funny when we're playing, sometimes you can hear the wife in the background. She might be sitting there, and he's talking to us through his mic, and you can just hear his wife in the background. What the fuck are you doing? Just ragging him. She's a fiery one, you know, and I think she maybe if NIU decides, or we have an opening, we might want NIU's wife to partake in the league.
Yeah, definitely. She's keeping the gear.
So in the future of the league, where do you see the league going, evolving? How do you see it growing? Do you see yourself staying with tradition?
Yeah, definitely. Tradition all the way. They put this all together for us, and it's really been a great experience. Like, without them, we couldn't do what we do with the forums and everything. But yeah, I plan on being the commissioner for as many years as I'm playing this game.
How did you get elected to be commissioner?
Well, I had been around for about 2 years, and I was in a different league at the time. Like, I think Sean Mason was the commissioner of it was called the OFL West. And I needed a, they needed a commissioner, so I just asked, and they let me do it. So the league could keep going. There were still a few guys in there that wanted to keep playing. So I joined, and I brought some of my friends into that league, and we finished out the season strong. And then we just started as a legacy the year after that.
And what do you think, or how do you think, or the reasons that this league became a Premier League, did I don't know what goes into becoming a Premier League, if Sean reaches out to you or Ryan reaches out to you and says, hey, we're thinking about promoting you guys up to Premier. How did that all go down?
I think one of the main things is consistency with keeping your league full. Like, a lot of leagues die off, but we kept 12 all year long. And I also had a lot of core members that were there, like Brave Jeff is one of them, Scenic. Abolish was here most of the time last year. And, like, we just kept together the whole year. And we got through a lot of seasons and a lot of content with all the records and everything. I did that last year, too. It kind of fell apart because the forums crashed, so we lost, like, everything. But it was just, like, the content. We kept pumping that out, videos, things like that. That's what they'd like to see.
Nice. And I've noticed that everyone knows this is my first year in the league. And really what drew me to tradition was I was always a big Madden League player. And yeah, the league that I was in moved over to tradition. And I didn't know at the time how big of a NCAA site it was. Really, I mean, tradition is all about NCAA. And right, with NCAA, I usually, you know, I'd play it occasionally and for a while just to whet my appetite for Madden. But after meeting some of the people on the site, and I'm not going to get sappy, but it's been awesome. And the context and the articles and the amount of detail and time that each of the commissioners put into their leagues, it's really awesome, and it makes for a great experience. And I listened to some of Rhino's, so I listened to the first podcast that they did, and I agree with, you know, Rhino said he's trying to make this a site for people who are married, older guys, you know, trying to escape the daily grind of working right in the office, and I fit that mold perfectly. I'm not married yet. I have a fiance, but this is my time to, you know, get away from that, play games.
Right.
It's great. It's great. It really is. So let's talk a little bit about the settings of the league. The first question I have for you, and I'll talk a little bit about my opinion as well for each of these, is how do you think the sliders are? How are the games playing for you? Are you happy with them? Do you think they need to be adjusted?
Yeah, we're pretty much on default All-American right now, and we don't have too much data yet, but I don't know. I was definitely challenged by Boise State, and that was a higher rank.
Which you should be, right?
Yeah, you should be. And they've been falling apart lately, though. I think we need to do something about the interceptions, because I was starting to see it, too. Computer throws too many interceptions. But maybe a drop in, like, user interception, but I don't know. It doesn't seem – it's definitely harder than it has been in the future. All-American was like a joke last year on default, so definitely harder than it was, but – I think it's going to be – we need more data. A lot of people haven't played strong computers yet.
I agree. You know, I played Penn State week one, and I would say that's a pretty strong computer, even though they're not ranked. You know, I think right now I love seeing low scoring games.
Yeah.
I think last year it was really easy to, no matter how good the computer was, in my opinion, you see a lot of crazy scoring games.
Yeah.
And this year I feel like the defense is really tightened up. I agree with you on the computer interceptions are a little bit high. And when you say computer interceptions, just so we're clear, we're talking about the computer throwing interceptions, not so much computer intercepting the ball.
Right, the computer throwing interceptions.
Right. And I don't know if it's just me. Last week, I threw a shitload of interceptions. And against the computer, I think, you know, I really think it depends who you're playing. I mean, I was playing Michigan State, and I think I threw up 5 picks.
Yeah, I really don't even – like, I'm getting pressured a lot. I seem to get a lot of sacks. The Denard's he's a terrible passer right off the bat, so.
I agree with you on the sacks as well. I think I had 6 sacks in that game. So maybe we need to tweak – I don't know if you can tweak the lines a little bit. I haven't really looked at sliders personally, but
yeah,
sacks are kind of high.
There could be a little bit of tweaks, but really what we need to be able to keep the computer where they can actually score, put together drives late in games. It seems like they're falling apart at the end. Like, everybody seems like they're getting challenged early, but then they seem to pull away late.
Now, could that be a momentum thing?
It could be, but I still think it's early, though, and definitely people are going to get better at the game. That's another thing, too. I know I'm not familiar with the game yet, like, totally, like I have been in the past. A lot of things are different. It feels different, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get better, so I think we're going to have to adjust as it goes. As people get better at the game, we're going to have to make the computer, give the computer a little bit of boost. But like I said, we need more data. Like, I want to see if somebody could take, like, Oklahoma down, you know? That all A-pluses, like, they should at least be close.
But we'll find out. I mean, we have some SEC teams out there, so a lot of juggernauts in that conference.
I just don't want to see, like, no computer losses all league long, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, that happened last year late. Like, wasn't even competition anymore. Like, you knew you were going to lose the computer. But that's really – people really get upset about that, like, when you start moving sliders and they lose. But
you know what, though? We've had a computer – or we've had a user loss to the computer. That's what you meant, right?
Yeah, what game was that?
USC-LSU, right?
No, that was simmed.
Ah, my bad.
Yeah, nobody's lost to the computer yet playing the computer. Yep.
It's bound to happen. Someone's going to lose to the computer, and when they do, they're going to be chastised on the show. I'll make a note of it. Let's talk about rule changes. 2012, did you have any rule changes that you want to talk about? Again, being new in the league, I don't know what's changed from last year, so if there are any tweaks, I wanted to get it on the program so people are aware.
The few of the changes, we dropped the limit to 3 on the 5 stars instead of 4. That's one noticeable change. And another was just like the playbooks. The playbook thing, you shouldn't have too many different styles in your playbook. With the defense too, you shouldn't have like every single defense formation in your playbook. You need to keep it realistic. You need to have one base defense and you can mix a little bit of other stuff in. And same thing with the offense. Like, if you're running like a pro offense, you need to have mostly pro. You shouldn't have like a flex bone.
You don't want the pro offensive guy running the option.
I mean, they can run the option, but not the flex bone option, you know, with like 3 halfbacks in the backfield.
Fair enough. Anything else?
For rules, really? No, it's basically what it usually is. And the number one rule in the league, I just want everybody to know, is that makes the league stay together and function is, like, if you have a problem with your opponent when you're playing them, you need to just pause the game and talk to them first rather than not say anything and then come complain to me. And that's something I've instated like 2 years ago, and it's worked great. Like, we're pretty much all mature, so usually we can figure it out ourselves. And if you still don't agree with them, I usually just say go along with it and then talk to me, and then we'll solve it afterwards. But
so we'll call it the no whiny bitch rule, and if you are going to be a whiny bitch during the game, not after the game.
Right. If you see something you don't like, pause it, say, what are you doing? Talk it over. Things like that. Don't say anything. I like everything's all good, you know? And they're like, good game, and then you come with me PM with a paragraph about how they were cheesing.
And again, the great thing about doing this show is I want you, in hope, hopefully you'll come on the show a lot. If not, you just be a permanent co-host. If you do see this, please make sure you let me know so we can make sure we call people out on the show. I love to embarrass people.
Right, right. I think this podcast is definitely going to help the league too. Like you're talking about taking it to another level. It should definitely help with communication and everything.
And hopefully we get some, you know, not everyone posted on the forum if they've had a Skype username.
Right.
Let me tell you guys something. I just signed up for Skype. It took me 5 minutes. This is the first time I've ever been on a Skype call. This is the first podcast I've ever had. It's not very hard, and it really could add more content to the league. And I think it'd be a lot of fun to have different coaches come on. We can do segments. We can do we can have three people, four people. I don't know what the limitations are on Skype, but we can have a bunch of people on.
Yeah, you can definitely do multiple people.
We can do, if someone has a particular bit of information they're doing for the league, like I think Faceplant's doing the games of the week, as opposed to only writing an article. You know, one of the things I thought about is he could come on the show and he could talk about his pick for the games of the week, and then we can have him on the week after and talk about how those picks went and what he thinks about those games. So there's right. different things that we can do that I think that can add a lot of organic, dynamic content to the league. I think it just can make it a lot of fun. We can have different coaches on as we get later into the year, as coaches are starting to aspire, thinking that they might be the one that gets the national championship. You know, it'd be nice to have that coach on the show and talk about it a little bit.
We could have game previews and everything. Like, I think one interesting thing this year is going to be with all the conference championship games, like the new ones for the Big Ten and the Pac-12. It's really exciting to see that and how that goes down.
Yeah, and I would love to have the big rivalry games before the games take place to have both coaches on and see how that conversation goes.
Yeah, that should be some good stuff.
All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the league managers and teams. We're going to talk a little bit about the Week 2 scores as well as Week 3 scores, since we're practically done with Week 3 except for one game. And then Hova and I are going to talk about our... Go ahead.
I said hint, hint.
Hint, hint, exactly. And Hova and I are going to talk about some of the big games in Week 4, and we're going to make our picks.
You're listening to The Legacy Podcast, only on traditionsportsonline.com.
Hova,
yep.
Your opinion. some of the teams that are standing out right now as contenders to what you think possibly could win a national title in year one. Have any picks?
Definitely Oregon. They've been trashing everybody they've played. I know Scenic as a player. He's pretty good. He won a few titles last year. I think three maybe with Alabama. But right off the bat, he's got to be number one.
Now, how is Scenic? Let me ask you something. Alabama last year, great team. This year, Oregon, great. How does that guy keep getting the best team in the game if he's one of the best players?
He's notorious for that. We're not even sure if he's one of the best players because he always has 99 teams.
I see how it is.
The year before that, he had Texas, so he always seems to take the best teams, and he's a great recruiter. He always dominates in recruiting.
How easy is it to recruit when you're a six-star prestige, you're Texas, Oregon, you're Alabama? I mean, if Alabama came up to any five-star recruit and said, listen, I'm Nick Saban, we're going to win a national title next year, so if you want to go to the pros and you want to win a national title, come to Alabama. Okay. Yeah.
I think Oregon will be a little less than what he's used to on recruiting, but coming off that season last year, they're still going to be pretty good at it. I think USC will still be able to compete despite everything. They're really strong in California.
Mm-hmm. They got to be, and I'm assuming Oregon, excuse me, maybe not Oregon, but the pipeline out of California has got to be pretty good.
Which we don't have right now. We will be there. Just a forewarning, Michigan's coming to California.
Who else?
Alabama, obviously.
Bama.
The team. Pretty ridiculous over there.
The team. Speaking of Alabama, and I know we're going to talk about scores later, but I have to mention this. Alabama squeaked by Kentucky. 17-10.
I don't know what's going on there.
You're Alabama. You should be able to beat Kentucky by 30 points. You should be ashamed of yourself.
He also, what was that score in the Iowa game? He beat him by 3?
That's what I'm saying. Alabama 13, Iowa 6.
Yeah, we'll have to see once Alabama gets tested strong.
Let's see what happens when Alabama gets tested. I agree with you. You have to pick Alabama because they're Alabama.
Right.
But let's be honest. Alabama cannot be happy with their scores lately. I mean, they have to be happy because it's, at the end of the day, it's 3-0.
Right. But
the way they've gotten to 3-0, I don't know. But anyways, I agree with you. Oregon is just destroying teams. Week 3, they beat Georgia 40-16.
Yeah, and that was a team I kind of struggled with playing against the computer.
40 points they put up.
That's a pretty impressive win right there.
I agree. And then, you know, they beat NC State 44-24. NC State put up some points, but NC State can put up points. Oregon, I would think, in my opinion, the best team out there right now. My dark horse pick, I'm going to go with Florida. They're 3-0. They have some talent. Everyone's shoving them under the bus because they've lost some. They lost Tebow, their Christian quarterback. so he won't have John 3:16 under his eyes anymore. But it's just something about going to the swamp.
Right.
It's tough.
I think the SEC is going to be pretty tough this year. I think LSU isn't going to bend over either. So
LSU, you know, is a sim game, and USC took the game. LSU's pissed off. I was reading his posts, Killer Nuts. He's pissed. And when you have a pissed off coach who's lost a game, it could go good. It can go bad. We'll see what happens.
He's known for his offense, too, but I was surprised that Washington held him down like that. Very surprised.
He's playing isn't he playing – this week he's playing Washington, right?
No, that was a user game that they already played, and he won 13-10, I think. It was a close, low-scoring game, but LSU barely won.
13-10 and barely beat Washington.
Which is a user. That's a trend I've seen in all the user games, though. The real low scoring.
LSU, if you're out there and you're listening to this podcast, again, see what I'm saying about Alabama. You should be able to wipe the floor, user game or not, with Washington. You're LSU.
Pretty much. Was it in LSU? If it's in LSU, there's no excuse.
I don't know. I don't know I don't think it matters. Let's see here. Hold on. We're gonna look this up. That was week three. And of course, I got logged out. Besides the point, I don't want a bunch of dead air. LSU, come on, son. Start whipping some ass. You're LSU.
Pretty much.
So we already talked a little bit about scores. We talked a little bit about contenders. How about some surprises? You know, there's going into the season, I probably could have told you Alabama would be 3-0, Oregon would be 3-0. Even probably Florida would be 3-0.
Right.
How about some surprises?
Definitely Notre Dame. That was a big win over Ohio State. I don't know if I expected that one. And they've got a few close games. They start head right out in the soup. Big Ten, week one.
I don't know if Faceplant, I think, picked Ohio State in that game, didn't he?
Yeah, he probably did. I think I might have picked Ohio State. I'm not sure.
All the haters going to hate.
Was that in Notre Dame?
Yeah, it was in South Bend. It was.
Yeah, but they're definitely in the driver's seat now for that division.
You know what? That game, those are those games that you hate being such a fanatic of the game when you're playing them because you're pulling your hair out. You know, it was low scoring. Again, it was 17-13 was the final. And it was a hard-fought game. I wish it was a blowout, to be honest with you. I bet you every coach would say that. But Ohio State, great team, great player, and scary already safety he recruited.
Damn it.
He's only going to get better.
Yeah, he's a great coach. Every time I play him, it's always a chess match. I can really tell, like, the way he plays. He knows a lot about football.
Yeah, that's what's so awesome. Another reason why these types of league are so great versus playing the play it now games, you don't have to worry about someone running the same play,
right?
Same play, same formation, all game. You get coaches that are mixing it up, and it's, the graphics get better, moving down different iterations of NCAA 13, 14, 15 with the same guys. If someone were to walk in, I bet you they'd tell you, wow, if I didn't see your plays there, it looks like I'm watching it on TV. I mean, the variation, it's really refreshing, and it's nice to see.
Yeah, I've gotten that from older people who came into my room.
Grandpa walks in, he's like, oh, what's going on? I didn't know football started already. No, I mean, Grandpa, this is a video game. Excellent wine I'm drinking right now, folks. So, surprises. We said my team, fine. I'm not going to embellish on myself, obviously. What for me, to give a surprise, I'm surprised Ohio State has won it. I'm surprised I beat Ohio State, to be honest with you. And that's what's crazy for me, again, being the first year, so I don't know how everyone plays, but I walked into that game thinking, okay, this guy's Ohio State, I'm going to get worked. And maybe I play better than I thought I was going to play, or, I just played good defense because it was low scoring. Ohio State's been running over people this year.
Definitely.
I'm surprised that Ohio State is where they are. Looking down the line here, Georgia, I know it's been autopilot, but I'm surprised they're 1-2. Michigan, your team. I know you played some cupcakes.
Definitely. that we didn't beat Boise State. That was a big top win.
I'm surprised you're 3-0. I picked you to lose to Boise State.
Yeah, we almost did, but
and it's not because I hate Michigan.
I don't think we're tested yet. We need to be tested still.
It was Boise State.
I'm really not happy with the way my team's playing either, though.
Did you play on the road?
No, it was in the Big House.
So you didn't get to play on the blue grass.
No, but I'm really not impressed with Denard despite his good performance.
Despite if you blow on him, he gets hurt?
Yeah, there hasn't been a game yet. He hasn't been hurt for at least a few plays.
I'm hoping that he gets hurt for the season before you play me because, man, those scrambling quarterbacks. Playing against a team that has a scrambling quarterback when you're a team that is a pocket-passing team, Notre Dame, you know, we run a little bit of a spread. I like to run the ball, so anyone that's played me before will know I like to run the ball. But containing a mobile quarterback is so frustrating.
Yeah, and it's frustrating for me, because I've always been a pocket-passer guy. I'm going to recruit pocket-passers. That's what I want, but I have to use them, you know. Because he's the best at what he does, but you have to utilize his legs because he is a terrible passer.
He's shoelace. You have to.
Yeah, and his passing game is not what I want at all. So I've mixed a lot of different things into my offense, but this is not the Michigan of the future. I'll be ready to move on.
Michigan of the future. Where do you want Michigan to go?
Michigan is definitely going to be more pro style. And if I get the pieces, I may turn into a heavy passing offense. That's where I usually end up, but yeah. It's going to be a slow transition.
So you want a pocket passer.
Yeah, I definitely want a pocket passer and then a lot of big receivers. And I want a fast running back. My running backs are not what I like.
Yep.
But you'll see that trend in my recruiting class coming up here. No quarterbacks, which is – I really wanted to grab one, but there's nothing out there at all.
And I'm writing all this down to make sure I target all those players this year. All right, week four. We got a couple big games week four. Let's talk about them. Oregon State, Michigan, Ohio State, Oregon. Talk about Ohio State, Oregon for me a little bit, Hoba. Who do you think is going to win that game? Ohio State coming off a loss, they're probably not happy. Oregon's 3-0.
Is this in Oregon and Eugene?
I don't know. That's a good question. I should be more prepared. I don't know.
But Nelson, it's funny. There's a lot of history in this matchup, actually. These two players, they played last year, twice every year almost. They were both in the SEC. They played about at least 15 times last year. And I think Scenic won every single time, if I'm not mistaken.
So you're going to go with the trend?
I don't know. Different teams, different game. I mean, I know Abolish can beat him. Maybe last year he couldn't because that team is pretty ridiculous. But if it's in Oregon, it's going to be tough. I have to go with Oregon. But in Ohio State, I think I might roll with Abolish because I know he's hungry to beat him. It's been so long.
You got to be. I mean, after getting only there's only so much a man could take mentally after getting your ass whooped every time you play.
And he was he was Georgia too, and Scenic was Alabama, so he got steamrolled a lot back in that matchup. And they'd always end up in the championship game too, and be the same thing twice a year.
And I'm on the site right now looking, and the problem with the website is that it really tell you. I'm going to guess because I know I was home playing Ohio State and looking at the website, Ohio State is on top of me in the presentation on the webpage, and he's on top of Oregon in the presentation, so I'm going to guess Oregon is home. So that being said, you're picking Oregon.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oregon. Got to.
All right, Oregon State. Michigan.
Yep. My first user game.
Your first user game.
So I'm looking forward to that.
You're 3-0. You played a scrub week one.
Yep.
Right? Western Michigan.
31-3.
Whipped their ass.
Yeah.
Week two. Who'd you play week two? Where is it?
Georgia.
Georgia. And that was also Georgia is a user, but Georgia was on autopilot, right?
Yeah, it was a tough game, too. We fell down early. We came back late.
So you played a little bit better of a team. Well, a lot better of a team. A computer game again. You fell down a little bit. You ended up winning. The score there was 24-17.
Yep, close game.
Week three, played Boise. And you beat them 28-23.
Yeah, it was pretty much the same story there. We started out down 14 to nothing, maybe, We turned that around late, thanks to interceptions by my defense. But Kellen Moore was unstoppable early. He made some real pretty passes in that game. We were helpless. So eventually, he started turning the ball over, so we came back.
So Oregon State's beating Oklahoma State.
They beat Oklahoma State, yep.
Yep. They've, let's see here. They've beaten BYU.
Yep. And I believe they lost to Florida.
And they lost to Florida, 13-3.
It was a close game.
As much as it pains me, I'm going to go Ohio State. Or excuse me, I'm going Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan. Your rival.
It's a big house too.
I got to go Michigan. I think you guys are going to play a close game, but I am going to go Michigan 24-17 is my pick. So Oregon State, you're listening to this game, I'm picking against you. Prove me wrong.
I'm sure he'll have something to say.
I hope he does, for Big Ten's sake.
Definitely.
Well, we've had our first podcast. We're out of content. It was fun. What'd you think?
Thought it was fun. I'm looking forward to this in the future.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I don't know how I was first podcast. Hopefully it went pretty well. We look forward to next week in Faceplant. Whether you like it or not, you're going to have a segment on the show. I've just decided. You're going to be talking about the games of the week, and you're also going to be talking about the games of the week the previous weeks in between podcasts that you picked, and we're going to see if you were right or wrong.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm looking forward to it. So,
real quick, what do you think about that game you got next week against Nebraska? In Nebraska, I believe.
We're going to win.
You're going to win?
We have to. My first loss can't be against Nebraska. Knock on wood.
See you red. Gonna be rocking out there.
You know, they're new in the Big 12, or it's the Big 10, but they're not really Big 10. They're not 10 teams anymore, but they're new, right? They're new in the conference this year.
Definitely, yep. First year in here.
I'm new in the video game, not really in the conference, but I'm new. So it'll be good. Hopefully I beat them. I think I'll beat them. We'll see.
Yes, we will.
So it's been fun. Thanks for listening. We hope
NIU, play your game.
Play your game for the love of God.
Yeah, you guys can expect
your wife or have your wife play your game for you.
Yeah, that'll work.
She probably is a better player than he is, anyways.
You can expect an advance around. I want to say no later than 6 o'clock. And next week we only have four games, two user games. So I'm expecting another quick advance.
You just want to fly, huh?
Yeah.
Is your goal to have the most years played out of any other Premier League?
Yeah, that's the goal, but it's never going to happen because the Deuce, they're probably like in season 5 already. They advance so fast, nobody can keep up with them. Cream of the crop's the same way over on the PS3 side. They'll probably get through 20 seasons, but I want to at least finish third. I want to be behind them too. I'll be happy.
All right. You heard it. Hova wants to finish third. That means we all need to move our ass. And Husky, thanks for putting 20 pounds on our back to start the season.
Yeah, no more of that crap.
All right. Well, this has been good. It's been fun. I've been your host. My name is Chris Moonbeebag on the site. I'm here with Hova, Jimmy.
We look forward to you guys tuning in next week. Only on TraditionSportsOnline.com.
See you later.